Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Kim Reynolds of Dogman.com with Scott Eklund. Recruiting signing day, National Letter of Intent Day, just around the corner, begins on Wednesday. Some official visitors in at University of Washington this week, a recommitment, a big-time recruit on campus, and it's going to be a busy day, Scott, but let's go ahead and start with what happened yesterday. Jacoby Covington, one of the highly touted corners out of Socorro High School down in Arizona, committed earlier in the, when was it, late summer, and decided to go ahead and make a recommitment after decommitting here a couple months ago. What's going on with Jacoby Covington?
Yeah, so Kim, you did a good job of recapping it. He basically committed in late summer. He decommitted in October, probably mid-October, and then a couple weeks later, he sent out a cryptic text that said he has now learned the difference between a emotional decision and a business decision.
You know, we hear a lot of things. Any idea whatsoever why he decommitted, or theories? Any idea what happened there?
I think the biggest theory is that Arizona State was really in his ear a lot and wanted him to stick close to home for obvious reasons, because he's a really talented kid. And I think that his mom was kind of pushing for him to stay as close to home as possible. But I think what happened was Washington went in there and sold him on, hey, this is the best thing for your future. Everybody who comes and plays in the secondary for us over the last couple of years has gone to the pros. And if you want to have success, not only in your life after football, but football career, Washington is the best place for you. Jimmy Lake and Will Harris did a great job of selling that. And his mom, I guess, quote unquote, signed off on it. And right, eventually Washington was able to reel him in. And we had kind of found out behind the scenes. You, Chris, and I had kind of found out behind the scenes that he had recommitted, but wasn't going to make an announcement for a while. And then it came out that he wasn't going to make a decision until the, or make an announcement until the 18th. Well, that's what we were kind of waiting on. And then all of a sudden here comes a woof from Jimmy Lake. And so we all go scrambling.
Had you heard that maybe I'd heard some, you know, unverified reports that maybe some SEC schools had expressed an interest, and he had expressed an interest in visiting, and with Chris Peterson and company, you can't do that while you're committed. Had you heard that at all?
Yeah, I had heard that Clemson had talked him into possibly taking an official visit, but that never happened. So I don't know. Sometimes that those rumors get flying around and they take on a life of their own. At this point, I don't think that was the case, but I've heard the same rumors you have, but I haven't heard anything concrete.
Also, he was supposed to announce on the 18th, but he elected to do it yesterday. Chris Fetters and I talked a little bit about that. Any idea why he moved it up, or any conspiracy theories on your end?
Not on my end. Maybe Jimmy Lake just wanted him to be the first guy who woofs. I don't know. I really don't know. Because it just seems like, why wouldn't you just wait for like four more days and then make your announcement when you were supposed to? But it is what it is, and it makes for less work for us on signing day, and we have plenty of work that's going to be done, and we'll talk about that, you know, at the end of this.
And one of the things that I was thinking too, you know, and just been doing this for a long time, possibly getting this out there, Jimmy Lake and Chris Peterson wanting it out there to maybe put pressure on a couple guys that are thinking about jumping in the boat. Well, there's one less spot now.
Yeah, they're up to 22 in the recruiting class, and 23 if you include Jordan Lolohea, the guy who signed in 2017 and returned from his LDS mission. So Washington's got a pretty full boat right now of guys, and, you know, you know, we got so used to what things were like under Steve Sarkisian, and then now we're very much into the Chris Peterson mold. And I think Jimmy Lake will probably be somewhere in between during his time, because I think there'll be a lot more high end guys that they'll kind of be waiting on toward the end. But you know, to have 22 guys sign on signing day in mid year, that there aren't a lot of schools that do that. Most schools are going to do 15 to 20, somewhere in that. Washington's going to do 22. They might not have room for anyone else.
How many spots do they have left, Scott?
Well, there you go. I mean, it's my guess is they might take one or two more guys. That's about it. They could take up to 25, I think, if they find the right guys. But right now, I think Washington is looking at about 22, 23 guys.
Who are guys out there that they're still recruiting? Who's still on the board?
Well, the main one is the one that visited this past weekend, and that was Jack Yeary out of Southern California. Tight end, 6'5", 260, I think, somewhere in that range, and big wide receiver, but also can block and has that physical body and plays that physical mentality. His dad, Ron Yeary, was a big-time college guy at USC, and he was committed there for a while. But because of their dedication to the air raid and the fact that they just don't use much in the way of tight end in USC's new offense, and with the uncertainty surrounding that program and all the quote-unquote controversy that's going on down there, he's just decided to open it up. So he came up and visited Washington, and looks like he's probably going to visit Ohio State, possibly Oregon, next month in January after the dead period ends.
Not expected to sign on Wednesday with anybody?
No, I was thinking if Washington was going to be able to reel him in, they were hoping to do it this weekend and then get him to sign on Wednesday, but it's just not looking like that's going to happen.
Who else is on the board?
A lot of guys have kind of taken themselves off the board at this point. I think there's going to be a reshuffling of the board. I don't want to... I hesitate to bring this up because it could just send people into a frenzy or whatever.
Well, now you have to.
So Xavier Carlton finally got back to me, actually, after me trying to message him. And I finally got so Xavier Carlton is a big time. Let's back up here. Xavier Carlton is a big time defensive line candidate out of Draper, Utah. He goes to a Catholic school back there in Utah. And he was supposed to visit the University of Washington. He's about 6'6", 6'7", 265. He plays defensive end, probably will end up moving inside once he gets to university and gets in their weight and conditioning program. He was supposed to visit this past weekend with all the other visitors. And I think a lot of people thought that Washington had a great shot of flipping him, reeling him in. But he had been a heavy Utah lean, and I know that he met with the Utah coaches once last week and was on the phone with another one later in the week. And, you know, he canceled his visit. So sent a lot of people like us scrambling at why didn't he visit? What happened? You know, blah, 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 all this different stuff. Well, I messaged him and he never got back to me. So I figured the kid's just gone underground. Well, he texted me on Sunday evening and said, hey, sorry, my phone was off. I was studying for finals. We got finals this week. That's why I decided not to go, is because I was studying for my finals and I just couldn't visit Washington. So part of me is taking that with a grain of salt. But I asked him if he was planning to visit in January or maybe reschedule for January, or if he was going to sign in this next week on Wednesday. And he said he never got back to me. And so right now I'm kind of hanging on that. But if he really didn't eliminate Washington and just wanted to do the studying for finals, which I'm hesitant to believe that. But if you really take him at his word, then maybe things aren't completely closed for him. So I guess we just not kind of need to wait and see what's going on with that. But right now, I honestly don't know who else. They're done at offensive line. They're done at quarterback. They're done at running back. They're done at wide receiver. We thought they were done at tight end, but they're going to try and bring in one more, and that's Jack Yeary. They haven't taken a defensive lineman, so maybe something opens up for another defensive lineman. Linebackers are done with Savelle, Smalls, and Cooper, McDonald, and Carson Bruner, and then they've got their four defensive backs, and they've got a specialist. They've got a kicking specialist and a long snapper. So, gosh, I really think this thing's pretty darn full right now. They might have one more spot, maybe two, but I just don't see very many open for this.
Both those guys, Carlton and Yeri, take no matter what?
Boy, Yeri, yes. Carlton and I would say yes, too. If he decided on Tuesday night, hey, coach, you know, I really screwed up. I should have come and visited you guys. I want to commit, and I'll come up and visit in January. I just don't see Washington saying no. But, you know, I think Yeri is the must take, and Carlton is very likely a take, too. But, you know, Washington did so well last year on the defensive line recruiting that I don't think they absolutely need someone. So they want him, but with a prospect that's 6'7", 265 coming out of high school, it's really hard to turn that body, you know, that physical specimen down.
Also, just news out of Arizona, the corner from Kentwood, who had committed to Arizona, probably the crown jewel of their class.
Yep.
Came out today and said he's not signing anywhere because Arizona does not even have a defensive coordinator at this point in time. Fill people in on that.
Yeah, Alphonse Oywak, he's a big kid from Kentwood, as you noted, plays for Mike Bush over there. Long and wiry athlete, and really looks like the guys that Washington's been bringing in at the corner and safety spots. Do I think Washington could take a flyer on him? It wouldn't surprise me down the road, but honestly, I think Washington's feeling pretty good about their defensive back recruiting, and we just want to see it. A lot of it just comes with what uncertainty there is down there at Arizona right now, and I think he wants to see what's going on before he decides to sign with them. So he's going to hold off until February. And that is the advantage that kids have now is coaches that are being let go right about now. They don't have to sign. They can wait and they can push it out to February.
He's not a kid who got a lot of interest from Washington.
Washington recruited him, but they didn't recruit him hard. They evaluated him. They looked at him. I know that the coaches spent a lot of time evaluating him at some camps and things like that I was at and watching them watch him. I think he was down the list a ways for the University of Washington.
They liked others better.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did. And they got four really good ones. James Smith, I think, is the one question mark from St. John Bosco. But I think when you talk about an athlete that's 6'1", 190 pounds, can cover and play corner, possibly be a cover safety for you. I think he's more of the project, but then you got Jacoby Covington, who looks physically ready to go right away, right at the moment he steps in on the campus. And same with Elijah Jackson. You go watch that guy's film. That guy hits people like a Mack truck for a guy who's a corner. And then Mikel Esteen is kind of that guy who can play almost anywhere in the secondary. So, you know, I think Washington's done really well in cornerback recruit or defensive back recruiting. Obviously, the misses on Elias Ricks and Keely Ringo sting a little bit because Washington was in on those guys early. But and those are two of the top guys in the entire country position wise, and they're the top two, I think, one and two, and they've gone back and forth at corner. So Washington did really well, and I think they could possibly take a flyer on a guy like Oywak, but that wouldn't be until January at the earliest.
You had a chance to talk to some of the guys that took official visits over the weekend. Anything jump out at you, Scott?
Yeah, I think so. There was two things. The first thing was that Coach Pete was still very much involved with their recruiting weekend. Jimmy Lake was the major focus. They let him do a recruits who said they did the Jimmy Lake film is what they called it. And they said every head coach has always, whenever they go for an unofficial visit or an official visit, the head coach shows something that just is a presentation by that coach on what his philosophy is, what he's looking for from his players, and what, you know, just kind of a quick review of his career up to that point and why he does what he does and things like that. Well, Jimmy Lake had his own already ready to go. And so they got a chance to see that. But they did get a talk from Chris Peterson, who said, hey, I wouldn't have left this program if it wasn't in good hands. I just needed the break, and Jimmy Lake is going to take you guys to even better heights than what where we're at right now. So don't worry about it. So that was the first thing. The second thing was that I asked what was something that's or what you know what are maybe one or two things that stood out to you to each of the kids that I talked to, and of the I think I talked to six so far, six of the 12 or six of the 13. And I've talked to six of them, and all six of them have said the same thing, and that's the culture and how Jimmy Lake expects you to compete every day, wants you to wake up ready to attack the day, not just in the classroom, not just on the football field, but life in general. Just, hey, make it the best that you can make the, for the time that you're awake. And when you wake up the next and when you go to bed, go to bed. And when you wake up the next day, do it all over again. That's what he expects. He said he wants to be in attack mode in everything that they do, and that's what they're going to do. So I think those are the two main things that really stuck out to me. It was culture and the fact that Peterson was still a little bit involved, even though not as much as he had been.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm going to have to talk to Jimmy Lake and get a little bit of that. I call it Jimmy sauce. How do I get you and Fetters in attack mode every day?
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy week,
even though
everything, this recruiting class is pretty much signed up. Tell people what they can expect over the next couple of days, specifically Monday, Tuesday, you know, before things wrap up. Because I think a couple of days when we get after the Sunday, you know, on that last visit weekend, and you only got a couple of days till signing day, I call it stealing season.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
it can be. This is stealing season, and it's going to keep an eye on, I mean, not only at Washington, but it'll be interesting out there to see if there's any stealing going on.
Yeah, and that's what makes signing day so great is because we open up that signing day board that Fetters opens up in the like at midnight. And, you know, it's funny. There's times when I've gotten into that room at 5 a.m. and people are already talking about how Ole Miss stole this guy from Alabama or Clemson got this five-star commit to commit to them, or, you know, all these different things. So just kind of interesting to see how that all stuff happens. So first of all, want to let everybody know, no official visits for the rest of the year until January. I think January 16th, I think, is the first official visit weekend that they can have, or right around there.
Hey, just real quick, Scott, is that after the coaches' convention?
Yes, it is.
Do you know when the coaches' convention is?
I think it's the first. I think it's the second weekend of January.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure. No, not a problem. Not a problem. So, but the coaches are not out on the road tonight, or I'm sorry, Sunday night was the last night that they could be out on the road and doing in-home visits. So it wouldn't surprise me if we find out that Jimmy Lake was in-home with some of the kids, or a kid that he maybe felt like he needed to do an in-home visit with or anything like that. But they don't do no more in-home visits for the coaches, no more school visits. The coaches are not out on the road, but they are calling kids. They are talking to kids and everything like that. And for those that think that bowl practices are getting in the way of that, they're not getting in the way of that. The coaches are doing everything they can to make sure their guys are on on the hook and ready to sign in December. And yeah, I mean, it's almost over with. So that just kind of gives you overview of what the coaches are up to as far as us. I should have a blog to go along with this podcast, today. And then I have two underclassmen who recently received offers that I'll be putting up stories on over the next day or so. And then I'm going to keep trying to get a hold of some of the visitors and just see how things went. And then on signing day, Chris Fetters and I plan to be in the chat room at 5 a.m. I don't know about you, Kim, but we will.
Wait. On the message boards.
What did I say?
Chat room.
Oh, sorry.
No. Now, you know what you just did now.
Yeah, I did. I just opened up a can of worms.
Thanks. There is no chat room.
On the message boards, we will be there at 5 o'clock in the morning talking about the recruits that are sending in their things. Cooper McDonald and JV on Sunday, the two Texas recruits and commits, are the first two who can sign, and they should have their stuff in pretty quickly after 5 o'clock in the morning. Seattle time, it's 7 o'clock their time. Whenever they can sign stuff and send it in. The next ones would be Roger Rosengarten. And I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Are there any Utah guys? I don't think there's any Utah guys. So it'd be just Roger Rosengarten. And then once 7 o'clock rolls around, we should see all of the local kids, all of the California kids and Arizona kids, and all sign their letters of intent and send those in, and the Nevada guy, Romo Dunsey. So it's going to be a busy morning. We should have that all wrapped up probably somewhere right around 9 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock. And then Chris Fetters, myself, and Brandon Huffman will all be in studio at KJR from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. talking about the Washington recruiting class. And we're also going to go up and down the West Coast because Brandon's pretty much tied in on all that stuff and how all the other teams did. Washington and Oregon right now are neck and neck. But, boy, looks like Oregon's going to close pretty strongly if they end up getting Justin Flo to commit. So he's a five-star linebacker, top linebacker in the country. So – we're just going to be keeping track of that and how things are going, and it's going to be a full day that day. But, and Kim, you're going to be down there on a conference call, correct?
Well, here's what's happening on Wednesday. It should be real interesting because the, football team and staff and all the coaches, they head down on Tuesday down to Las Vegas. And then, boy, they're going to have this thing really locked down because they have football practice at 10:45 on Wednesday. Stop and think about that. Signing day, they have football practice at 10:45. And Boise State's actually, they have their practice at 9:45. So they have practice even an hour earlier. So they've got to have things wrapped up. I'm guessing that they will have, you know, almost all of it done. If there's anything that needs attention to or that they need to clear up or any phone calls that they need to make, I'm sure every coach on the field will have their cell phones on and will make phone calls, take phone calls as needed, because there's maybe 10 coaches, but there's a lot more coaches out there than that. They've got a lot of interns and assistants out there that are helping with things. And they've been around long enough where Scott Huff needs to make a phone call. They got a guy there who can pretty much run the drills, and these guys have been around long enough. They know what to do. So it's not a big deal. I don't anticipate anything bizarre, but 10:45 practice on Wednesday, and then expecting a press conference. Well, actually, it's just going to be a teleconference, nothing live, just a teleconference with media members starting around 2:30. I'd be shocked if they weren't a little bit late on that. And that will be with Jimmy Lake, not Chris Peterson. And then we've got the game on Saturday. And you had a chance to talk to Romo Udunze. And since he will have his letter signed, he'll be allowed to go to practice. Is that correct?
Yes. Once the kids are signed, they are considered part of the team, I guess. And so they can visit the practice for the bowl game.
My mute button didn't work there. Sorry.
Okay, not a worry.
Sorry about that. So anything else we need to wrap up in this version of Dogman Radio, Scott Eklund?
No, well, one thing we need to say is there's no rest for the wicked. So as soon as Wednesday is over. By the way, Kim, I don't know if you know this. Thursday is called by the recruiting analysts and area scouts like me and Brandon Huffman and Ryland Spencer and all those guys. You know what Thursday is called?
Hangover?
No, National Unfollow Kids on Twitter Day.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of kids that get unfollowed. I mean, I'm following close to like 1,500 people right now. I usually go down about 400 or 500 kids that I stop following. So we'll do that. But on Thursday morning, I plan to have out a top 10 in-state. And either Thursday or Friday, I'll have top 10 targets for Washington in the 2021 class for both of those. So one cycle ends and the other one officially kicks off, even though it really officially kicked off a couple of years ago. But yeah.
And basketball is upon us. The basketball team will be over in Hawaii, have a couple games over there, and then conference play starts January 2nd. So still a lot going on. I mean, it never ends. And basketball season will start to get into March Madness, and we will ramp back up for spring football, which should be interesting with Jimmy Lake and maybe a few other new faces out there. Then we get into May, recruiting season, and middle of May. You know what happens middle of May, Scott?
Mount St. Helens anniversary?
No, I really start getting in my golf season, so I just start golfing.
Yeah, well, and then in June is camp season. That's when all the camps are. And then July, we get a little bit of a break, and then it's right into football fall camp.
So, never ends.
No, it really doesn't. And it's one of the reasons we enjoy what we do, but it's nice to get a little bit of a break in July.
All right. Hey, just keep it right here at dogman.com if you're looking for those daily updates and breaking news alerts. HuskyStadium@gmail.com, subject line newsletter. We will hook you up. Wednesday should be fun. So just keep it all right here at dogman.com. And for all of us at dogman.com, Chris Fetters is back home, just kind of chilling, relaxing a little bit. And I'm Kim Reynolds, along with Scott Eklund. Go Dogs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.